sitting near the sedan. But they don't understand anything that engaging the Masechta and opening up the Sugyas of Hezek. So we go Misimcha L'Simcha. There is a Chakira that many Rosh Hashivas begin with. There is a Chakira that I'm sure you're all familiar with already. And that is whether the Chi of Tashlumin of Hezek is a Chiv of Bailos or a Chiv of Shmira. In other words, is the my obligation to pay when my property damaged, when my shore damaged, when my boar caused damage. So that is it, there's a Chi of Shmira. I buy something, I buy a shore, and I have to watch it. If I don't watch it, so my Pshi and Shmira is Machayiv me to pay, or is my Vilas of the object Machayiv Shmira and Machayiv Teshlum Yezik as well? So that's one of the classic Chakiras that I discussed in the yeshivas and throughout the course of the Masechta. And it's better for us to wait till we see more of the Masechta and more of the Shonis of the Rishonim before we begin to analyze that. However, there is a discussion that many Rosh Yeshivas have, which doesn't really have a place in Shas, as you saw from the Maror HaKomos. That there isn't really one central parsha, one central sugya. And that's the question of the Easter of Hezek. In other words, is Hezek an Easter, or is Hezek a chiyuv of vaylus? Is Hezek a chiyuv of tashlumen? I don't know if in American law there is a concept of being prohibited to damage somebody else. There are consequences to damaging somebody else. I don't know if there is an Iser. I don't know if the Moshel, if I own an insurance company and I am Mazik and I own the company and I know that you're a policy holder. And I'm Mazik. I know that there's no deductible, whatever. And I'm Mazik, one of my people that I insure. That's called the Hizik Almanos L'Shalek. So I would assume, I don't know, but I would assume in American law, the guy might be a Meshuggah, right? But he's not in violation of a principle in American law. He's going to have to pay. That's part of it. The person makes if I have a contract, that I, for whatever reason, I'm providing you with various objects. And I have a contract that I protect those objects. I give you a warranty. And it's a full warranty. And then I proceed to be mazik, those objects. I made it tonight. Tonight could be mazik. So I don't know if in American law there's a concept of an Easter Hezek. In halacha, that's the question. Is there an Iser of Hezek, or is there only a Chiyuv Tashlumin? Now, what's the nafkamina where there's an Iser of Hezek? So one would be, is it Osir Lahazik in the situation where you're going to be Mishah? Osir Lahazik Ulushalim. Also, is there an Iser to be Mazik? I gave you an object. I gave you a warranty with the object. Again, a full warranty. An expense-paid warranty. I'll even pay for the Uber to bring the object back and get it replaced. Right? So is there an Easter to be Mazik? So that... What else is dependent on whether there's an Easter or not? What other nafkaminas are there? Why is it significant? We know it's not a good thing to do. It's not a nice thing to do. What's the... No? Go ahead, Effie?
One need to do tshuva.
Is there a Chiyuv Tshuva? Right? That's the bridge between Chodesh El and Mar Cheshva. Right? The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, Aleph Aleph, the Rambam writes There are many shiurim on this. The opening shiur of the stipler is in this topic. But the opening shiur of many of the Rosh Hashivas. In Rav Osher Weiss's Sefer, so he points out this, he also opens up with this question. And he points out something that we probably would have missed otherwise, that Hilchas Tshuva Perek Aleph, Aloch Aleph. Kol mitzvah shebetayra bein aseh bein lo yisasem over odom alachzmen bein mezadim mishkoga kishe yasem tshuva v'yoshu v'chet echayv l'svada yisuf nekel baruchu. What are one of the examples? So he has v'chein kol mechuyove mises bezin u'mechuyove malkus ein miskapel en b'misosan oi b'likosan et sheyasem tshuva v'yisvada.
If I damage someone else's property,
so naf kavina number one that many that are discuss is there an iser lahazik ulishali? Does the baal of the insurance company, that he have Nisir Lahazak is insured? Right. That's number one. Number two, Chiv Tshuva. Know what else? What else? Is it a halacha that there are consequences of Tashlumen, or is there an Isir Lahazak, a Maisi Isir Lahazak? Know what else will be dependent on this? Why is it worthwhile discussing it? You're going to have to pay anyways. What are the Nafkaminas? Was that? Komle Rabbinay. So why do you assume that Komle is only on an Easter and not on any Chiyuv Bezdin? Right? Komle Rabbinay. It's true that we apply it to Farkar. There the Chiddush is that there could be a Chiyuv Tashlumen and an Easter Shabbos. So I don't know. Lechora, that's a Shir Yeshin Elokim. But Lechora, that's once the Chiyuv Bezdin, then we'll say Komle Rabbinay. Lechora. I don't know if that's going to be totally on an Easter. New Year's Day, Effie?
Depending on exactly how we're monitoring the Easter, maybe someone who just goes ahead and does this, like, in
Pasoleidos,
or is this
Shane Rosh? So Pasoleidos, right? If there's no Chiyavil Easter, there's probably no Pasoleidos. Probably not. Rosh of the Chomus. Right? Guy is a Mazik, somebody else. Right? Could even have a situation, I'm not talking about insurance fraud, but you have a situation where it could be in somebody's benefit. To have hezek, right? But let's say you have an old car, an old beaten up car, and it's a mamashal eris dvoy, right? You know that it's hanging by a few paper clips, right? And somebody's mazik it, and you have an insurance policy, right? So it happens to be in your benefit, right? Legal. I'm not talking about insurance fraud, right? But I'm talking legally that you get. You end up getting something that because you paid the policy, because you paid the premiums. So since you paid the premiums, you have certain zechuyas. So, but those zechuyas are only enacted if somebody's mazik you. If guy's not mazik you, then your premiums go to the ibur. Right? It's not the way that Americans look at insurance usually. But look, that's I'm talking about an honest situation. So Kubi, you could argue in that case it's no mamash on a hezek. In that case, it's a matana. Could be. But would there be an iser of an? Let's say you don't know that the guy is insured. Look at this car and you say, why would a guy would pay no fault insurance? But he's not going to. It's already that old. But Lamaisa, whatever reason. He has an insurance policy with it. So you end up being mazik, and you don't know that it's his benefit. Right? You're mazik and become one, or whatever it is.
That's how you pasul for eidus. Until you do tshuva. So the chayr, if there's no Easter, I don't know if you pasul for eidus. But if there's an Easter, it's here, ganav. It happens to be the guy is insured. That doesn't take away from the Easter l'chayr. You didn't know that. So nafkamina number one would be kapara. Nafkamina number two would be pasul for eidus. Nafkamina number three, hizik. And aminos l'shalim. You're going to pay, but you're mazikim. Could be another nafkamina. We'll do that. Go ahead. I don't know. That's really in a moment. Right? So it could be that it's not a hezek then. That could be the no consequences. It's an amais hezek. Right? Again, it could be with the example that I gave of where a person has an insurance policy that's his benefit. It could be it's an amais hezek in that case. But he's like Al-Minos Shalim. Or he's like, and you didn't know. So another nafkamina would be, what is the extent of your chiyuv, this Evi referred to before, what is the extent of your chiyuv to prevent the hezek from happening? If there's no Easter involved, there's a social contract, right? I own an object, I'm chiyuv to protect it, it doesn't damage. I have an animal, I have a dog, no, so I have a chiyuv now. Part of the chiyuvei bailus. When I bought the dog, so one of the chiyuvei bailus is to make sure the dog is not mazik people. How far do I have to go in making sure it's not mazik people? Is my chiyuv, if it's mazik, I pay. I cover the consequences. On the other hand, if it's an isur, the isur mazik, then there must be a chiyuv of shmira. How far is the chiyuv shmira? Right? If the chiyuv shmira is the area that I don't want to go down this road, the chiyuv shmira has to do with my chiyuv tashlumin. If the chiyuv shmira is to prevent tashlumin, so lachara, I invest in the shmira, I'm maxed out by my chiyuv tashlumin. But lachara, we'll go deeper into this. Lachara, this is the nakuda that we have to figure out. If depending what the din's going to be, l'chara that should be magdir my chiyuv shmira. Right, this will explain deeper. All right. Now, so again, so the question we raise is there an isur? So you ready? All you know the answer already. You know this from either from the last year of Baba Kama or other shiur. There's an isur. There's a din deraisa. What is the din deraisa? What are the various shittas that we have from the Rishonim? What is the din deraisa of hezek? Could be Yisur Gezel. All right, Yisur Gezel. That's the Ran in Sanhedrin. When the Ran says that the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that a goy that's a mazik is chayavisa. So it has to be one of the shevs in the noyach, l'chara gezel. So it could be the Easter of gezel, right? And that's the Ran. That's an Easter gezel. Minchas chinuch is very much against that. I don't know if he saw the Ran. If he had the Ran. Right? Before we go into each one, so Easter gezel. Good. Gozel al menas l'shalim is also together. I just want to be a source of aggravation, and I still having in mind I'm going to pay back. The Gemara discusses that. If we shouldn't discuss a person who steals al menas arviach, a guy is always leaving his tefillin around every day. He leaves his tefillin. The lunchroom. So you figure, how's this guy going to ever learn? He has to take care of his film. So you figure, I'll do him a favor. I will steal his film one day. All right. So now he's going to go crazy. A day, 2 days, of bored people stealing. But now, see, take a favor, right? And they'll learn. He'll learn his lessons. And machloek is v'shoyim. But that's that Easter gezlan, right? So l'chara we pass in the goes al menos lemeikat. That's to get somebody angry.
The Goyim discuss the next step. Goes el aminos, arviach somebody, right? So it's a machlokes. The Goyim, whether that's also Isur Gezel. But lechor let's assume it is an Isur Gezel. So same thing with Rabbi Hezek. He's the al aminos l'shalim. It's dinim Gezel. No, what other recoveries do we have for the Isur? Go ahead.
Not even most.
Never mind. It's like you say, we'll come back in a moment. Come back in a moment. Well, no one else? Go ahead. So, Avas Reim. Avas Reim is the Yad Rima. Says Avas Reim. And the Rabbeinu. No, Rabbeinu Yoyden picking up, he says Gezel. Rabbeinu Yoyden and the Ran are both Gezel. But Avas Reim is the. No. The Yad Ramah and the Sefer Chinuch. Right, so right away you see a big difference. Avos Reim is already a bitul asay. If it's the Nisr Gezel, so l'chor have to be able, have to spend a huge amount of money, kol hoinoi, not to be over Gezel. But have a dog. The dog is, have a cow. It's darkoi lahazik. So no, after how much you have to spend, there shouldn't be mazik. So if it's an Isra Gezel, I have to spend kol hoinoi, not to be over a lot. If it's a key of mitzvahs asay, how much I have to spend? Chaymesh, right? So chaymesh yunaf kemina. Whether it's a bitul asay, whether it's a lav. No. So what else do we have? We have Avas Reim. Avas Reim is the Yad Ramam of Asra. Avas Reim is the Sefer Achinuch and Meishvim Gimel. Right? And l'chor, that's the reference in the Minchas Chinuch, what was it, Yid Aleph? Early on in the, one of the earlier ones. No? So we have Avas Reim, and we have the Easter of Gezel. What else do we have? Lifnaiver. Yeah. Gemal Megiyad Ramah. Lifnaiver is in Milchshom. So you have to be Mazvin a little bit better. Good? Anything else? The Minchas Chinuch has Mishum HaShomas Aveda. Has to be and that you find in many Achroinim, Mishum HaShomas Aveda. If there's a din of HaShomas Aveda, there certainly should be a din Shulay Ligram Aveda. Right? If there's a din Leisuch Al Asalim. Right? Leisamayin Al Damre Yecha. The Minchas Chinuch says applies to property as well. So the chori, there's certainly the din not to be not to cause it. No, go ahead, Effie.
I just interesting.
Yeah, Shuvas in Rush. What did you see it?
No, Shuvas
Rush. Yeah, I didn't see it inside. I saw the Starbuck quoted it. I have to see it inside. Exactly why the Rush went was Markik Leches for Dachin Duchin Achinoyim. Good. So now let's just. So that's where we're going, right? Question is. What is there an Easter? And if there is an Easter, we know, if there is an Easter, so we know there are going to be several Shitas amongst the Rishonim. Nafkeminis between the Shitas, we can figure it out already. If it's a Lav, there'll be an Easter, there'll be Psul Eidos. If there's a Lav, there'll be a Chiv of Naim Mikol Hainoi. If it's an Asay, Lachar, there won't be. If it's Havas Reyim, Lachar, there won't be Psul Eidos. If it's Havas Reyim, Lachar, there won't be. Let's say Mazik al menos l'shalim. So if it's an Isur Gezel, then there'll be Osir. If it's Avas Reyim, it might not be Osir. At the end of the day, the guy will be made whole. Depends how much aggravation causes in between the Hezek when you make him whole. But let's say you have a Baal warranty. So I don't know if it's an Isur Avas Reyim. If they even lay Sita in Mirsho, I have to tell him a bit deeper. Exactly what the din is. How does it come out from the Yivusid Mirsho? Alright? So now let's be mamik, let's go a little bit deeper in explaining this parsha. Explaining the Isur and the nature of the Isur. So we know from the Ram Hilchus Tshuva that there's an Isur. Because of Tshuva. We also know from the Rambam and Hilchus this came moment. Perek Aloha Aleph. Where is Niske Momin? Here. Behema Shoyis Arroya, Upirisha, Vinichnasa, Visodais Ubikramim, Afalpi Shedayin Lohi Zika. Have an animal. An animal is meandering around. So Masrin Bibaleo Shaloisha Pa'omim. So we warn the Baal three times. Imloi Shomar Behemtoi, Veloi Mono Milirois. Yesh Rishus Labala Soda Lishchoit Oisa Shchita Keshera Noemer Labaleo Bo'u Umichru Besar Shelachem. You have an animal and it hasn't caused hezek yet, but it's hezek waiting to happen. So you tell the Baal three times, you have the animal's on my property, hezek hasn't happened, but it's going to happen. And if he doesn't take care of the animal, he call it the sheichet, and make sure the shechita k'sheira, and then he send a little note, an email to the baal, and then come for a barbecue. Start arranging. You give him the list of various meat processors, right? And you give him the addresses. Bo michu basar shlachem. I took care of it. All right. Now, so the Rambam explains, why is this mutter? Why is it I'm allowed to shecht your animal? Right. The nation also lo demazik l'shalim mashizik, because there's an iser in Reuven being mazik, and even if every time I warn Reuven, and Reuven says, "Don't worry. Whatever the animal does, I will take care of." I feel the groyman as it goes. There's an issue. So it sounds like I become a shliach beizdin, right? I'm koifin ala mitzvahs. Or one of the jobs of beizdin is to protect. But the Rambam connects the zechus that I have to take care of your mom and amazik, because she also adam lahazik. I feel bigger and as a kosher. Right? Now this is to distinguish between this and a much easier iser to find. Right? Hilchos Chovel Umazik. So there the Rambam writes, the famous Rambam. Also, Rav Moshe made this famous. Also, La Odom Lachum Yinasim Mechameiroi. I can't beat anybody else up. Right? That's the eighth parak of Baba Kama. Odom Amazik Odom Acher. Right, we're talking about, we're zeroing in on Momay HaMazik. Or Odom HaMazik Momay. Odom HaMazik Odom, Reuven beating up Shimon, so that's an Iser, that's what Ari was referring to before, that's the Iser of Lo Yosef LaKoisei. Gemara, the Rosh Hashem said that once you've done the Makos, you cannot do any more Makos. Why not? Because it's an Iser of Le Yosef LaKoisei. Right? So that Iser of not being Yosef and Makos, that's the Iser of being Choyvel Machaveru. Why is it, how did the Rosh make this famous? Anybody hear Shir on this yet? The Rosh made this famous because in the Tshuvas, there are two famous tshuvas. It's a popular lecture topic. Is there an Easter in doing plastic surgery? So Rav Oldenburg has that it's also to do plastic surgery. Why? Because Torah says, Rapi Rapi, Mikan Shenitin Rishus Lerefel Rapis. But if you're not doing a refuah, first not a chayil, not a refuah, so we eat there. Others come to the conclusion also because I don't have the right to be mafka my body. How can I let people do hezek to my body? But Rav Moshe argues that if there isn't an Isur of Chambola. Why? Because the Isur of Chambola is only derech nitzoyin, only in the context of a fight.
If I give rishus, not I give rishus, I pay through the roof for this for this doctor to do his malacha, right? So years and years ago, this goes back probably the 90s. So I was in your neck of the woods, Los Angeles, and so it used to be a popular lecture topic. So I began giving a shiur on this, on plastic surgeon halacha. So you know this most when you have the style of giving a shiur is bad news first and good news second. Right, you get very nervous. So first you present all these serum, and then you present that terum. So after you come, it goes out feeling good. So I was. So I was presenting Rav Oldenburg, his side, that it's also do plastic surgery. So somebody got up from the back and said, and thought I was heading, going to end up answering plastic surgery. So one lady got up and said, Rabbi, you're in Los Angeles. These things, the plastic surgery is very important to us over here. So, but I had already planned to finish up with Rav Moshe's shoe. So Rav Moshe's shoe means, the Moshe's tshuva is that it's only derech nitzoya. If it's also the Yisra Chambol is when you beat people up. So there's a different yisoyis with derech nitzoya, and it's different. But Rav Moshe accepts the Rambam. This gears the Rambam. It's only derech nitzoya, but if it's not derech nitzoya, if you're not beating somebody else up, you're doing their bidding. So for Reuven to be Mazik Shimon, that's Yisra Chambol. Right, Reuven to be mazik the mamain of Shimon, or for Reuven's mamain to be mazik the mamain of Shimon. Right, for Reuven to set fire, that's Reuven being mazik be a dayim the mamain of Shimon, set fire to his property. So is it just that I'm mechuyev to take care of the consequences, or is there an Easter in setting fire? And then the next step is, my cow is mazik your property. So we see, so the Easter chambola, perik ches achoyvel, that's a Easter chambola. But the Rambam already tells us that behema sheroya, sheroya, I have moment, I have my behema. My behema is being mazik your property. There's an Easter of being mazik. That's a clear makor. And the Rambam says, because there's an Easter to be mazik, there's an Easter to be mazik ulashali mashizik. And that's how Shulchan Aruch presents it, basically using this lashon of Rambam. How did the Rambam know that there was an Easter lazik? Easter chambol, he quotes, right? Le-yosef. How did the Rambam know there was an Issa to do Hezek? So here you see an interesting technique of the Rambam. When the Rambam, you're all familiar with the genius of the Rambam, right? The genius of the Rambam, Bekitzer, is he was able to write a Sefer that was a Sefer Kitzer of all of Shas, and it's also a Sefer of great Omkos. So that talent, that skill, is the Rambam is such a yochid b'mino in that. You pick up Rambam, you can page by page, you learn kol Torah kula. Right? So that in itself is a skill of genius to be able to summarize all of Shas and draw the conclusions, but then to be able to write that in a way that you can learn it mamish b'kiyus and pick up tremendous amount of information, and organize all the halacha, and then you can learn between the iyum. So that's just a piece of the genius of the Rambam. But over here you see in the Rambam where he also indicates to you how he knows his halacha. Right? I don't know if Rav Nachman Rav the Epishuta points this out, but he points the style out many, many times. I feel the groyman nezekos, even the cause nezek. So the Rambam's giving you a maramokim. What's the maramokim he's giving you? I feel the groim as an ezek also. No? What sugya?
Grama
means Zakin. So Rambam's already being Rambis to you. If you want to know how I know that there's an Easter Hezek, it's because there's a Sugyan, Baba Basra, Zoysay Meris, Grama bin Azakin, Potter. Potter will also. Grama bin Azakin also. Right? That even if I cause damage, the Gemara says, I don't do a maise b'yadayim. Koyach achem u'urabot. I set things up such that hezek happens. Now that's the case of koyach achem u'urabot. I light a fire over here. It's an innocent fire. I'm using it to warm ourselves up. A citronella candle to scare away the mosquitoes. It's innocent. However, if without Shmira, so this fire will be mazik. If the wind comes, if Ruch Mitzuya comes. So I set up, and then a Koyach Achim U'urav is what carries the Hezek. So why should be Osir? Why should be Chayim? I say I'm Chayim because I didn't do enough Shmira. But the Rambam is saying, you see from that Sugya, the Sugya says that Birama bin Zokin is potter Moshale, but Chayim bin Shemayim. Birama bin Zokin is also. Right? The Gemara has a Baba Basra. The case of Baba Basra is the case where I set up a ladder, and there are little animals nearby, and I put a ladder near your shayvich, near the place where you have your pigeons. So the cat can't get to your pigeons. But if I put a ladder there, the cat can get there. So Yosi says, if I put a ladder near your pigeons, then there are cats around, and the Nemiya surrounds, I'm going to become chayiv for the Nemiya killing your cat, killing your pigeons. Right? Lama says, why should I be chayiv? Do you want me talking? Right? If you hold Grama bin Zokin is Chayim Chayim. If you hold Grama bin Zokin is Potter and Potter. But the Gemara says, but this is for sure an Easter in doing it. Even if I'm not going to be Chayim, so also for me to put my ladder in the place. So Rambam is my Rambam is to you, what's my Makor? That there's an Easter in Hezek. And it's not just a din of Tashlumei. You can bring probably three Makoris from Shas that I'm aware of. That there is an Easter of Hezek. So one would be Grama. Well, what else? Where else can you bring a Raya? There's an Easter of Hezek. One Raya would be, the Gemara Kedushin says that if I give a fire to a Shliach, and the Shliach is Mazik, I give the fire to a cherish oitz v'kot. So the Gemara says, but he's a shliach. Shalucha shel adam kemoisai. I should still be chayim. The Gemara says, no, ain shliach. The dvar aveira. So you see, the Gemara sees Hezek as a dvar aveira. Not just, it was only consequences. Shalucha shel adam kemoisai. But since there is an Easter involved, so divi rabbi divi shayim. And the third is the Gemara in Gittin. What's the Gemara in Gittin? Hezek she'ena nikir. If I'm a tame your truma. So now, the kohen can no longer partake of the truma. He has to sell the truma. So he has to sell it. Can't even sell it. Nobody's going to want this truma. But it's not nikir. So hezek she'ena nikir, shmei hezek enough. I make your one to Yayin Nesach. So Rashi discusses over there in Gittin, is there an Iser in doing the Hezek? Is it Iser deraisa, is there Iser derabanan? If it's an Iser deraisa, so it's only Oser, I'm only Chayiv if I was Mazek, amazing. Iser derabanan, so then Chazal were Mechazek Iser derabanan. And they constant show you to amazing. So you see from that Gemara also, a kanas, lechor kanas is because of an iser. Why would they give a kanas that wasn't also? So again, the question is, is Hezek an iser or is Hezek a chiyuv tashlumin? So we know the answer. This is an iser. How do we know it's an iser? We have three rayas from Shas. Eish lechem arveira, the Gerama ben Zalkin, and Hezek Shein Nikar. Good. Consider showing you what's amazing. Now, the Rambam gave us this Maramokim for Gerama. Good. Next, what is the Iser? What's the Iser? So here we already know the various possibilities. So let's just be mamic a little bit more into each one to understand each one a little bit better. So let's start with the... let's start with the easy one. With the Ran. The Ran holds Mitam Gezel. The Yad Ramah doesn't quote Gezel. Lachor, what are they arguing about? Why would the Yad Ramah not... Why would the Yad Ramah not quote Gezel? Why would the Sefer Chinuch not say Mishum Gezel? Isn't Gezel the most obvious? Why isn't Gezel the... first choice, so to speak? What's the Nekudas HaMachlokes? The Ran and Rabbi Yehuda both say Mishum Gezel. So let's take the Yad Ramah. Sefer Chinuch. What's the machlokes? Whether it's Gezel or not, go ahead.
You can have your mamon being ma'abed without any kavana by you. It's hard to say that that's Gezel.
So why wouldn't it be included in the parsha of Gezel?
Why
shouldn't it be? Why shouldn't it be part of the parsha of Gezel? Why would you say that Gezel has to be davka where? Why can't I do Gezel by somebody else? Why can't I do Gezel with my mom? Right?
Do Gezel by accident?
Why not? What would Taka be the din if I accidentally move something of yours? Right? Let's say borrow something. I don't have a kavana. Shoshlami das is a gazlan. So I don't have in mind to steal it. I have in mind to use it and bring it back to you. But the loch is that, let's say, a toyin tanas ganav. I didn't steal something. I just prevent you from getting it. Gemara says that even not Warren Baba Messiah, even not paying my poil is a form of Gezel.
Those are all things that you're doing.
Yeah.
I just come home and I find out that my shore broke your car.
Yeah.
So I'm a Gezel now?
Let's say Reuven lights a fire, and that fire ends up being mazik somebody. So let's say I move the ladder, and then my animal ends up climbing up and killing one of your birds. No, so is that a problem to say that that's Gezel? Nope, what would you say?
Maybe you can say that Gezel is defined as someone had X and now someone doesn't have X. Meaning that, like, removing, decreasing what one has is gezel, no? And therefore any nezek, so that therefore the poel was banking on having a certain amount of money, and now he doesn't have that certain amount of money, and therefore that's gezel.
So that would explain very, very well the shita of the runner of the Yoyna, that there is a din of gezel, hezek is a din of gezel. So how would you explain the Yad Ramo's cholik in that? Right? In other words, I forget his first name, sorry, what's his first name?
Noah.
So Noah is saying is, I have an excellent hezver for the Ran's shita, that gezel of the Shevet Bnei Noach includes hezek. Because gezel means that you had something, and now you don't have it. That the Gemara says in Bav Metzid Daf Samach Aleph that I'm the chovel lemoinai. I was mastered your moment. Good. How would you explain the Sefer Achinuch and the Yad Ramah who say that it's not a din of gezel? What would you say? Ari?
Gezel can happen when you take something, you actually get a hana when you do the damage, whereas by neza, it's just, there's not necessarily a hana like what you're asking.
So, l'chari, that's the machlokes. How do you define gezel? Do you define gezel as a form of taking something from somebody else, being mazik? Like Noah said, taking away that which a person may be counting on? Or do you define gezel as like a leisachman kind of a din? I want to have something that you have. So l'chorba, that's the nafkamina, that's the nekudas ha-machloikas between the chedushay Iran and the Yad Ramah. Is the Torah's Easter of gezel? Is the Torah's Easter of gezel primarily focused on... Again, we're not doing Ruba right now, so we're not going to be able to go into this. But is it primarily focused on the aggravation that Tsar would cause something else? Or is it primarily focused on my strange understanding of what I'm supposed to have? So, L'chaira, if you say that that Gezel, that the Torah focuses on is primarily... that I'm taking away something which somebody else should have, whether it's their schar, whether it's their salary, or whether it's holding back a pikodin toitan is gone of silachar, it's going to do hezek. On the other hand, if you see that gezel is primarily causing a hefset of somebody else, then it is everything with hezek. I forget the name, go ahead.
Lior.
Lior.
So then everybody would agree that in this case Shen is based in Gezel?
Why? Because there is a certain amount of Hana.
Because there's both Hana and Hefzik.
Yes, so Kasha is a good Kasha. Would everybody say that there's an Easter Gezel when it comes to Shen? So, we're a little bit ahead of ourselves. I'm not sure. Right? That depends on how you define... how you define obvious and how you respond to the question, what's shot in the question told the same kiesu akiesu, what was the getter of the various, right? In other words, whether you define the obvious independently, but what you're saying is certainly a possibility. At this point, I'm happy to accept that idea, that it could be that that everyone would have to say that when it comes to shame, since I gain something from the hezek, that could come under the Isser of Gezel. Right? We would have certain nafkaminas. Right? It could mean that my chiyuv to make sure that shame doesn't happen is greater than my chiyuv to make sure that my fire doesn't... go to different places. So it could be very important. Right? Again, I haven't seen that discussed. We'll have to keep it in mind. Do it, what else? So that's the... now let's look at the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah says the osil and migram mide the osim inay ezekel inshay. It is also to cause something that will cause hezek somebody else. Im yishum lifnei iver ve'im yishum v'yav v'yachuk amochem. So again, the first thing we pointed out is, why does the Yad Rama simply say, he sings all. So vayis tachoyis, you see from this, that the Yad Rama understands what we're pointing out, that to cause a hefsin without any benefit, that's not gezel. Gezel is a leisach medigadim. Gezel and hashkofa is that I think that which somebody else has, really, I should have it. But to be irresponsible in protecting my property from being mazik, that's not gezel. That's not a kashbaruch understanding of gezel. So that being the case, the Aramos knew, so what is the Yisr? So he has a fascinating suggestion. One we find in other Rishonim, Mishum Ahavas Reyim, right? L'chayim, that means the Bitul Asay. How does the commander Ahavas Reyim? L'chayim, Ahavas Reyim is Bikur Choylim. Ahavas Reyim is Nichum Aveilim. Know what would you say?
I have a question.
Yeah.
If it is a Bitul Asay, then wouldn't this make it a revolutionary thing that only... Aren't
we only punished for a bit, let's say, twice when it comes to Mila and in Korban Pesach? Yeah.
So
this would be a revolutionary third category that no one ever in anywhere else in Shas. No, this it's only if you think in a revolutionary way that Chiyuv Tashlum is a Knas. You made a connection that I didn't make on purpose. Right? I know your name is Greg Kodesh. What's your first name?
Benji.
So Benji took another step over here. Made an assumption. Which I did not want to make. And his assumption is that if there is an Iser, if there's an Iser, then my payment is an onesh for my Iser. So I didn't say that. There's an Iser, but I'm paying because...
You have to rectify the situation, regardless of if it's a sword, you just have to to just make the status quo.
But if you view the Tashlumen as rectifying, so then it doesn't say that Avas Reyim has an Einish, Achiv Koris. It means that it's Avas Reyim. No. So and one of my mitzvahs, Avas Reyim, is I should make a person feel good if he's an ovel. I should help a person out if he doesn't have what to eat, and I should help a person out if I cause him hezek. Right. The Rav at the very beginning of his shiurim, he discusses that issue. Do we look at tashlumen as a knas mineraisa? As a result of the Easter. So the Rav says, don't say that. Why? Because the Rashi holds that a katan who is mazik is chayiv to pay when he becomes bar mitzvah. Right? They shouldn't make too big a party of bar mitzvah because the guys will come to all the windows you broke when you were kids, make a big party. I'm going to come and start collecting. Right? So the Rav said, you see from that, that Tashlume Hezek is not a Knas. Because a Kodin is not over an Iser. An Iser can generate a Chiyuv Shmira. And being Poisheya and a Chiyuv Shmira can generate Tashlume, that could be. Right? But Benji's Aura is a very good horror. Right? That it would be that if you say it's a Havas Reyim, L'chara, you're not going to connect the Tashlum directly with not doing the mitzvah of Israel, maskim. Right? No. So, l'chayra, if it's a havas reyim, how does it fit into havas reyim? L'chayra, aren't all havas reyim's mitzvahs? Bigo cholim, nichum aveilim,
Hachnasas Kala, certain Chasadim, Avas Reyim, do we say that there's a beetle Asein Avas Reyim? No?
One of the Mefarshim said that the whole thing of Avas Reyim, it talks about Rabbi Akiva, that the whole thing is do it, others which you'd like to be done to.
Yeres Ben Aziel, correct. Targum Beresin says, Manasani Alecha Leisasin Lechavracha. So you see that somewhere embedded in Avas Reyim is a lav, exactly how you connect it to Rechiyah. But you see that there's a lav involved. I wouldn't say Lani is daiti. Yesh l'dun b'zeh. If my Iser Hezek is an Iser Gezel, then I may have to spend either that which is socially accepted to spend, or kol hoinai, that something shouldn't damage. Right? Or have to be willing to put a shmira ad kidei kol hoinai. Because you can't do a lav. If I have something that's olal to do hezek, if I have an animal, and the animal is olal to steal, so I can't own a ganav. And if owning a ganav means an overlay sigzo, then I have to be willing to spend all of my money so that this thing won't ganav. Then no one would do that. It's not practical. Unless something is a lot of sentimental value, whatever. But l'chor that you did. On the other hand, if it's a bitul asay, it's choymish. Lani is daiti. The Yad Ramot would say that even though he is probably invoking man the sonny alech l'isas l'chavracha, l'chor is only ad kedei choymish. That doesn't become a bitul. What about lifting evil l'isitei mirshal? How does my owning of the behema become a violation of, if I don't watch my animal, and it's mazik yom oimer lefneiver, no? My pesher advarim. How do you connect hezek with lefneiver? How could the Yad Ramah say, im yishum lefneiver? No?
What exactly happens in Motzkei Mishal is you put a stone block in front of someone and he ends up getting damaged in it.
Yeah.
And therefore, isn't that a direct comparison to Nezik?
L'chayr is what he's saying. There is a chakira by the Minchas Chinuch. It asks if the person is Rachmana and a Saginar. Guy is a Saginar. And he's walking along. And you and somebody, some mishugana, some ach, whatever, puts something in front of this iver that he slips. Is the oiver nisa de raisina? What's the minchas chinuch kasha? What's his question? What's he asking? What's the likud he's asking? No.
If what he's causing the iver to do is something that's darbanan, is it then going to be?
No. Why? If he puts a mishol in front of the iver,
is it that it's an actual physical thing, or is it a sort of like most people understand it's like an advice you give somebody?
So what? Correct, 100% correct. In other words, the Gemara said if the iver is giving somebody bad advice, if the issue in mishol means giving somebody an iser, giving a nazir wine, right? Giving a person, anybody, goy or a Jew, an aver menachai, giving a guy a cigarette, lighting it up. Let's lift the image of giving a guy bad advice, telling him, don't diversify. You're crazy if you diversify. Bad advice. You convince him not to diversify. Right? Let's lift the image of the inversion. So Efi said very, very correctly, he says, well, that's what Chazal say now, right? Also, there's being machshul somebody by Veira. No, but what about putting the michshul b'fnei iver? What's Taka the din?
So what the Minchas Chinuch is pointing out is, do we say Eina Mikra Yoytzi Midei Pshuta? Does it, once you darshan the law, Laniyas Daiti, I don't know if anybody says this, but somebody should say this. Right? Somebody should say that, what's the din? What is the din of a Re'isim or Yisim when it comes to tzitzis? No?
It
has to be B'yom, right? So, apparently, somebody should say the same chakir as the Minchas Chinuch. It says Re'isim also, right? And the tzedokim used to just hang it on the window. But not a tzedokim. So I wear my talis kol. I wear b'yom. Now do we say shemikri yosu bidei pshutai? That it only meant b'yom? It did not mean a reason, I say. So Minchas Chinuch's kasha is, l'gabi lefnei sitin mirsho. Is it, did Chazal say it is only giving etzarah? But somehow, but the Torah didn't talk to Achzorim. Mamash, a cruel person. He sees a Suma, and then he puts a Mikshul there. The Torah doesn't address Meshuggah than Achzorim, a person in a trip of a blind person. Or do we say, in a Mikri, it's an intruder? Right? That's who the Torah talking to. So that's what Ari pointed out. He's talking to a Mazik. Guy builds a boar. So, stand in front of a suma. For some reason, he thinks he has to have a boar bushes about him. He thinks he has to change, do his oil change out in the street. So he creates a pool of oil. Right? So, was the oil lift the even? So, that a person purchases an animal. But the animal goes on to being mazik. So it's one small step. If the evil is the mirshon, I can't set things up so that a person will be. I cannot create a board b'shus harav so that something mirshon. I can't put a ladder in place so that the miyah will go up and get the. I'm creating a mirshon. I saw in one of the sarim that they thought that this is a little bit too. Stretched and thought that what the Yad Ramah means to say is if I can't give a person Netzerah, then I certainly can't buy an animal that's going to eat his crops. Lenny's that is for care. I think that's a little bit too stretched. I think this shot is less stretched than that shot. Right? So, and this Yad Ramah, you wouldn't shot this way, so first of all, it's a Gevaldige. Or in the Minchas Chinuch, and it's miyashiv the Minchas Chinuch, because l'chayra when the Minchas Chinuch asks mikra yaitzid neipshutai, so what Chazal are pointing out is it's like oyla ala das that Kish Baruch would tell a person not to put a maysach zor like this, not to trip a blind person. Apostle Chumash, it's so strange. The Torah says don't trip a blind person. Right? Elamai, the Torah is telling you, it means that there are people who don't understand certain things. They don't understand the Chaymer Yisr. They don't understand they're virtually Saginar. They don't understand investments. So you have to be careful to understand where a person's holding. That's a different kind of a din, in investments and in mitzvahs. But then the Minchas Chinuch says, but the Pasuk says something. Right, so why did Kadosh Baruch Hu say Leisasi Eitzerolish? Why did he say Leisasi Eitzerolish? So Minchas Chinuch says now we can learn pshat. Yad Ramah says because Torah wanted to aser in a dramatic way, but the Torah wanted to aser hezek imazik something, setting up the iser. You're not taking the suma b'yaday and you're not knocking him down. You're not tripping him. You're setting it up. So is there an Easter in setting up Hezek? Is there an Easter in putting something in place and not watching it so the Summa won't be Nechsha? So it makes the Minchas Chinuch chakira, a very, very important chakira now. It is yesterday pshuta. In lechayra, that's what the lechayra, again, as opposed to this, I forget where he saw this. The lechayra, that's what the Eruv was saying. Telling us, ain't a mikir yesterday pshuta. Good, Mayor, go ahead.
Isn't the way a Yad Ramah holds up a hapta, l'reach l'cha, when a living Iver would fall in that?
Okay, so one could be alive, one could be insane. And the Havas Rehm is a lot broader, covers many, many more things. But it would be, and this would make it into a lot. Yeah.
According to this, then why would Brahma not be Chayav?
Oh, that's a very good question. Yeah. Because the answer to that question is that Lifnei Iver is alav. Now, is a person chayiv for the hezek that Lifnei Iver causes? So you are Lushitoscha. Lushitatcha. Right? Because you are holding that Iser creates chayiv kanas and tashlumen. Right? That's what I'm trying to unlock that. Right? Unhinge that. Right? Good, okay, but you're consistent. That's a good thing. The logical consistency is good. Go ahead.
How would we be able to take the Isra Torah of Lifnei Iver and apply it to a stamp case of Hezek, where it's hard to say that Nizak would be compared to an Iver? Wouldn't you hold that the Torah is being Mivik and only talking about?
No, it would mean the following. It would mean that you're right in saying, and this is along the lines of in your first name. What Benji said we would be machalik between doing a maisa hezek biyadayim, where a person, the world will make chilukim. You hold the animal mamish next to the person he bites. Ikishim and nochash. Yeah. But here we're always talking about setting something up and then letting some event happen. Right? So, person buys the animal. So, I have a field. And years and years go by and I'm able to harvest my tomatoes and I plant my tomatoes. Now somebody 3 blocks away buys an animal likes tomatoes. So I'm an evil legame this. Right? So he's created a new situation and I'm gonna end up having a hezek because I was unaware of this change in the situation. So it's lifnei iver sidur. Right. If it would be a dumber posha that this is a situation where every second neighbor has a certain kind of animal, you're right. But the first guy has it. So he set up a situation. Right. Good. So let's just review what we accomplished today. So we accomplished that we pointed out that the Rambam clearly has an Iser Lahazik, that Rashi and Gitin clearly has that when there is Shmei Hezek, there's an Iser Lahazik. That the Mekoros of the Rishonim, that there's an Iser Lahazik, could come from the Sugya of Groma ben Izok and Osir. It could come from the Sugya in Kiddushin, Ein Shliach Advar Aveira Lagabe, giving Eish to a Shliach. And it could come from the sugya of Hezek Shein Nikir, that if it's Shmei Hezek, that means Shmei Hezek Deiraisa. And because it's an Yisra Deiraisa, there will not be a Kenasa Shoyigutu Meza. So any one of those Mekoros. We made a very important Ha'or in the Rambam, that sometimes the Rambam gives you a Mara Mokim, but you have to know the sugya. Right? It doesn't help a person on the sugya. But that's the Rambam's genius. All right. Then we went a step further and said, okay, we know that Chazal said it's awesome. We know that Rishonim said it's awesome. But what's the Isser? So then we said, there are at least three shitas. maybe for their four sheikhs. Gezel avasreim lifnei even hashomas aveda. And then we were pointed out, we were mamik in ishita, that the Rishonim were arguing whether it's Gezel or not Lachar, they're arguing on the Geder of Gezel. Is the Geder of Gezel gaining from somebody else's loss or just causing a loss? And your, what was your first name?
Lior.
And Lior is Ha'ara, we have to keep in mind when we go weiter in Shem. And then we pointed out that there are, that if you reject Gezel, so then it could be a Havas Reyim. L'chayra, they're holding that Mandasoni Alech L'Sas L'Chavrcha is one of the defining aspects of Avas Reyim. That could be the Nekudas of Machlekes. And Lifneiver, L'chayra, this is part of the Machlekes, whether Mikri Yotzim Dei Pshuta. And now, L'chayra, when we finish up, so L'chayra, we now have to point out that the various nafkaminas of whether it's an Isser or not will depend on how we're magdir the Isser. So number one, chiyuv tshuva, either way they're chiyuv tshuva. Or if it's a bitul asay, it might be a bigdash, it might be a korban oyla. And if it's over a lab of a sigzo, if it's a religious alay, L'chayra, it's not a chiyav oil, it's going to be, maybe it's a lav kal, maybe, because you can pay back, so it'll be, no, a lav kal is tshuva. Tshuva alone is mechap. Right, not even Yom Kippur, I think. But wouldn't need Yisurin for sure. So what is kapara? Psul eidos, L'chayra, if it's a leisigzol, then the mazik is the posel for aid. If it is Avas Reyim L'chari is not possible. L'chari is Lifnei Iver, not so convinced that it's possible. What about the din of how much I have to spend to make sure that my newly acquired object is not a mazik? If it's Leisig, I have to spend Kol Hayday. If it's a Bitul Asay, L'chari I have to spend Chaymish. Again, Lifnei Iver, I'm not sure. Because of the next question that somebody raised about Groma. Alright? So now, L'chayram, that's what we didn't go into this Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah is a raya of how the Suya distinguishes Hezek from Shabbos. L'chayram, he's pointing out that since the Suya did not say that Shabbos, that Zayra and Shabbos is different because in the Maisa Begufa is L'chayra, that shows that when it comes to Hezek, the Gufa Iser is also not doing a Maisa Hezek, but anything that would cause Hezek. Alright, so again, so L'chayra, if it's an Iser Gezel, then we understand very well that then it would make sense to say that Groma ben Nizokin is Potter, but Tzarech Iyun, if Groma ben Nizokin would be an Iser de Rice of Gezel, because there's no Maisa B'Yadayim. On the other hand, if the Iser Hezek is a beetle avas reyim, then we understand very well that Groma ben Nizokin would be an Yisra Deiraisa. Right, so that it could be very possible that Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ran, so they may say that Groma behezek might be an Yisra Deirabana, not Yisra Deiraisa. The Arishonim will say that. There'll be a possible enough community. But if it's a Shavas Aveilif, the Iver, or Ravis Reim, it's very clear that the Grum will be a Dinde Rice. Good. Right now, what I just said is not Mukhrach, because we'll get in a few days. Because Chaim makes the point that it could be Velesh Merena,
is the Geder HaDin. Okay, it's a really good Shabbos.